He played and sang in various establishments in Milwaukee. Guitar. He and a fella called Gene Autry. Now you're supposed to say, ooh. That was, of course, before Gene Autry was popular. So one day Gene said to Tony, by the way, his name was Texas Tony, born in Milwaukee, but Texas Tony. Gene said, Tony, let's go to Hollywood and see what we can do there. Wow, that's a great idea. Well, until Texas Tony told his wife that they were going to Hollywood, and she said, no way, and we go to Hollywood. Well, Gene Autry did go to Hollywood, and Texas Tony stayed back, and the rest is history. Probably when I was about 11, 12 years old, Texas Tony gave me guitar lessons. That was great. Too bad. I regret not pursuing some of these things in life, don't you? Now on my mother's side, I have another Tony. He was in clock and watch repair. Very good at it. You had a problem with a clock or watch, he could take care of it. In fact, in our home, we have a grandfather clock that once belonged to him. Now, I don't think this Tony had as much education as Texas Tony had, just by the next statement that he said. Someone asked him once, what are the stars? And his response was, the earth is surrounded by a great diaphragm of something, and holes are punched in to make the stars. Galileo knew more than that several hundred years before that. So, with that in mind, let's explore to see if that is true or not. Of all the stars of the size of our world and all the stars you can see in the sky at night that are only in our own galaxy, we wonder what lays beyond our galaxy. So here is a tiny glimpse. On September 3rd, 2003, the Hubble Telespace Telescope began pointing its camera at a small point in the night sky. The area about the size of the tenth of the full moon appeared to be complete blackness, with no visible stars to be seen. Hubble kept its camera pointed there for over 4 months, gathering as much light as it could. And this is what it saw. Each dot in this image is an entire galaxy. Each galaxy contains up to 1 trillion stars. Each star may have its own system of planets. There are over 10,000 galaxies in this photo alone. These are the most distant objects ever photographed, 13 billion light years away. This is crazy. The large galaxy pictured in here contains 8 times as many stars as our own Milky Way. It is so large that technically it shouldn't exist according to the physics we know today. Don't you just love it when man comes up with something and says, this is the way it is? And the guy comes along and says, no, it ain't. I love it. Since light takes 13 billion years to reach this picture, these galaxies, the image we see here actually depicts a time in the universe was only 800 million years old, the Big Bang Theory. Let's stop here for a second. Let's talk about the Big Bang Theory. According to Wikipedia Encyclopedia, here's what it says, and I quote, "Big Bang Theory is a prevailing model for the early development of the universe. The idea is that the universe is expanding. The Big Bang model suggests that at some moment, all matter in the universe was concentrated in a single point, which is considered the beginning of the universe. Modern measurements place this moment at approximately 13.8 billion years ago, which is considered the age of the universe." Okay. So they are saying 13.8 million years because light from the other galaxies haven't reached us yet. Are you seeing a little speck of how powerful our God is? The entire Star Trek series takes place in one galaxy. Everybody remember Star Trek? Okay. The USS Enterprise at maximum warp speed of 9.6 would take almost 10 million years to reach this galaxy we're talking about. Laugh out loud, grab a Snickers bar. I'm sure you have watched or heard about the program Star Trek. That's where Becky Kirk was a senior officer in charge of the spaceship USS Enterprise. And later on, she was replaced by Jean-Luc Picard. Now, he had a much faster ship. Like this picture says, at maximum speed, it would take him 10 billion years to reach this galaxy. How fast is warp speed? That's what they traveled back then, is warp speed. For those who are not acquainted with warp speed, it's just a measurement of speed. Just like we don't say it's so many billion miles to that star, we say light years. The time it takes light to travel 1 year. And usually when you talk to someone about light speed and warp speed, and you kind of notice that your eyes kind of glaze over. It's a funny phenomenon to watch. So to make it simple, I have changed the speed of light, which is 186,000 miles a second, to something that we are more familiar with, and that is miles per hour. So, if warp 1 equals the speed of light, that would convert into miles per hour, 671 million miles per hour. So let's say you are going warp 9. That's 9 times the speed of light by miles per hour. You can't really do that because every 3 warp speeds, speed increases. So warp 9, you would be going over 1,017,000,000 miles per hour, and that would take us 10 million years to get to this galaxy. I think I just lost about half of you. I can see, you know, something like the light of the headlights and the lights of a deer, you know. God didn't want this planet to corrupt the universe, so he put us pretty, pretty far away. And all that from what looked like nothing. Now, science tells us that the universe is 27.4 billion light years from one end to the other. Now, I didn't want to take scientists' word for it, so I did some research on my own. I like to ask people who are right in their answers all the time. So I said, "Hey, Toots," that's what I call my wife, Toots. I said, scientists tell us that the galaxy is 27.4 million miles across. What do you say? don't know if I can continue. Sharply, the answer came back, they're nuts. So there you have it. My source is that the universe is a whole lot bigger. Do you see Earth in this picture? Oh, you got to turn off the lights, I guess, for this one. I can't even see it. And you're not looking up in the corner there. Here it is, right here. This is the rings of Saturn. But there's Earth up there. They just made it bigger so you know what it looks like. Here's another one. If it wasn't for that insert, we wouldn't know where we are. You're so important. The following pictures were taken by Hubble. Perhaps some of these you've never seen before. This is what the angels see. This is what Moses looks at. Enoch, God himself. If you had a camera, the picture on the left is the one you would be taking a picture of. If your camera was equipped with infrared technology, the picture on the right is what you would see. What happens is that it sees through all the clutter and the smoke and the dust and sees what's behind. I like the screen back there better. It sure is beautiful. Amazing. Majestic. There's thousands and thousands of pictures out there that Hubble took. And each one, each dot is a galaxy with its own star system. I mean, just look at all the dots. There again, they call it a pinwheel. I mean, just a pinwheel. Each dot represents a universe of its own. You know, beautiful. Who can you explain this one to me? And these are just not a matter of a couple miles across. These are billions of miles in depth and height. Now, here's one. I say you can make this into a pin for a lapel. This is beautiful. That's gorgeous. Oh, we could go on forever with this. But here's the one I like. Does this picture remind you of the verse, "In my Father's house are many mansions"? Maybe my Uncle Tony was somewhat correct. We are surrounded by a membrane, and all we see is just a glimpse of God's creation. Until that day that this membrane of sin is removed, then we can see all of God's creation and all of his glory. Can you really believe this view? Now, the Hubble telescope has been up there since 1990. And there's a new telescope in the works called the James Webb Telescope, which should be launched around 2018. And this is what the mock-up looks like. Look at that 7-ton beast. Now, this is the mirror. That's 8-foot Hubble, 21-foot James Webb Telescope. This is what it would look like in space when it's fully deployed. Why did God give us the intelligence to create the microscope and telescope? I think so we could better understand his creation, strengthen our faith, to make us aware of his constant presence. How can we not love a God that wants to share all that we have seen here today and much, much more if we are faithful to him? Now, the Hubble is about 300 miles from the Earth. The Webb telescope will have an orbit of 1 million miles from Earth. That's four times further than the moon. Remember when we said that sign tells us from where we are that the end of the universe is 13.7 million light years away? Well, here's the statement, see what you hear. Speaking of the Webb telescope, it says, it will see a little further, but not much. Not because of its physical characteristics, but because the light from the furthest galaxies haven't reached us yet. The most it will be able to probably see is less than 14 billion light years, end quote. So my source is right. The universe is larger than science tells us. It seems strange that once they say the universe is only 14 billion light years big, then on the other hand, they say that the light from other galaxies hasn't reached us yet, which of course is correct. As a side note, tell me, how old is God? Another picture of Saturn. If he didn't have the "you are here" sign, we wouldn't know where we are. If he didn't have the Earth up there, you wouldn't know where you are. I like this picture. How about this one again? If Earth were one of those little dots, where would we be? Where would you be? Where would I be? We could take this whole building and throw it in there. Where would we be? We wouldn't even be a speck of dust. Now, this picture is somewhat not having fun with Photoshop. It's not someone poking holes in the membrane. It's not someone taking negative upon negative with negative upon a negative to give the number of dots in the final picture. This is what you see in any direction you want to point. This is what's waiting for you and I. God has all the universe to care for. What did I do? Or what did I do that he wanted to die for me? So I ask you the same question as did David. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him, that you are mindful of him? In the book, The Great Controversy, we read, all the treasures of the universe will be open to the study of God's redeemed. Unfeathered by mortality, they will wing their tireless flight to worlds afar. With undimmed vision, they will gaze upon the glory of creation, sun and stars and systems, and all in their appointed order, circling the throne of deity. Let's not disappoint him, for all of us must be part of this heaven-bound adventure. I can speak of light distances, light years, miles per hour, warp speed, and how small we are in the universe. And of course, it's fun to watch your eyes glaze over with such things. But deep down, you know of something that is faster than all we have stated. It is something that will not make your eyes glaze over. In fact, it'll bring joy in to your heart and your eyes. So what's faster than light? Miles per hour? Warp speed? Faster than a speeding bullet? How about the word prayer? Have you ever prayed and your request was answered before you said amen? Okay, I can see you thinking, God must have been on the moon for that prayer. I prayed and God seemed to be on the other side of the universe. Well, let's say that God is on the moon and you prayed. Your prayer would take 2 seconds. If God was on the sun, it would take about 8 minutes to reach him. Now, if he was at the other end of the universe, it would take 10 million light years. When you're saying, well, God must have been on the other side of the universe because my prayer hasn't reached him yet. I don't think you believe that, but if you do, see me afterwards. Compared to the universe, yes, we are nothing. I can't see my worth to God, but he says I am great worth. I can't see my value to God, but he says you are of great value. I can't see why God died for me, but he said I already did. I can't see why there's a place for me in heaven. He said there already is. There are a lot of things I can't see. So I guess I'll stop seeing and start feeling with my heart and in faith. Take him at his word. It's like the woman, well, let's see. Perhaps the parable of the lost sheep takes a new meaning now. Because we are the lost sheep, aren't we? It's like the woman who had many children and was asked, which child you love the most? And her response was, the sick one. God must really love us because, boy, we are really, really sick. Heaven is a place, God said so. He's coming back to get us. He said so. He said there's a place for us. He said so. We are greatly loved. He said so. So what is there left to say? He said it all. Think of the time when you and God will be in heaven. I'd like to leave you with a song of an old song that goes back many years, and it goes like this. Now, stay in your seats. I'm not going to sing. Here are some of the words. My God and I walk in the field together. We walk and talk like good friends shouldn't do. We clasp our hands. Our voices ring with laughter. My God and I walk through the meadows to you. We thank you, Lord, for your creative power as we have just seen a glimpse of today. But we would that you would give us that revival in our hearts and minds so that one day we will walk and talk with you in the meadows of heaven. Amen.